By introducing extra dimensions, superstring theory enables physicists to pull together quantum laws and gravitational ones into one comparatively tidy package. But it also means that anything scientists say about the theory begins to sound worryingly like the sort of thoughts that would make you edge away if conveyed to you by a stranger on a park bench. Here, for example, is the physicist Michio Kaku explaining the structure of the universe from a superstring perspective. The heterotic string consists of a closed string that has two types of vibrations, clockwise and counterclockwise, which are treated differently. The clockwise vibrations live in a 10-dimensional space, the counterclockwise live in a 26-dimensional space, of which 16 dimensions have been compactified. We recall that in Kaluza's original 5-dimensional, the 5th dimension was compactified by being wrapped up into a circle. And so it goes, for some 350 pages. String theory has further spawned something called M-theory, which incorporates surfaces known as membranes, or simply brains, to the hipper souls of the world of physics. I'm afraid this is the stop on the knowledge highway where most of us must get off. Here is a sentence from the New York Times, explaining this as simply as possible to a general audience. The ekpyrotic process begins far in the indefinite past with a pair of flat, empty brains sitting parallel to each other in a warped 5-dimensional space. The two brains, which form the walls of the 5th dimension, could have popped out of nothingness as a quantum fluctuation in the even more distant past and then drifted apart. No arguing with that. No understanding it either. Ekpyrotic, incidentally, comes from the Greek word for conflagration. Matters in physics have now reached such a pitch that, as Paul Davies noted in Nature, it is almost impossible for the non-scientist to discriminate between the legitimately weird and the outright crackpot. The question came, interestingly, to a head in the fall of 2002, when two French physicists, twin brothers Igor and Grigor Bogdanov, produced a theory of ambitious density involving such concepts as imaginary time and the Kubo-Schwinger-Martin condition, and purporting to describe the nothingness that was the universe before the Big Bang, a period that was always assumed to be unknowable since it predated the birth of physics and its properties. Almost at once, the Bogdanov paper excited debate among physicists as to whether it was twaddle, a work of genius, or a hoax. Scientifically, it's clearly more or less complete nonsense, Columbia University physicist Peter Woit told the New York Times. But these days that doesn't much distinguish it from a lot of the rest of the literature. Karl Popper, whom Steven Weinberg has called the Dean of Modern Philosophers of Science, once suggested that there may not be an ultimate theory for physics, that, rather, every explanation may require a further explanation, producing an infinite chain of more and more fundamental principles. A rival possibility is that such knowledge may simply be beyond us. So far, fortunately, writes Weinberg in Dreams of a Final Theory, we do not seem to be coming to the end of our intellectual resources. Almost certainly, this is an area that will see further developments of thought, and almost certainly, these thoughts will again be beyond most of us.